Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Which 22 is a factor of. Number 11 is in between 10 and 12. Right? If you know the gematria of numbers in the Bible, 10 is the number of divine completion. 12 is the number of divine government. 11 is right in between them. So what 11 does, and you're going to see this, and we see it already, 11 tries to add to God's divine completion. And number 11 tries to take from God's divine government. We call it the one world government.
Amen, amen.
It's trying to take from what God has established. And man is trying to establish his own. He's trying to go from what God has completed and to add something on. A whole different civilization. Human 2.0. Transhumanism. Call it what you will or may. But that's what 11 represents. But see, this is year 22. They've upped their ante. But God is even more busy. I'm telling you, get yourself ready for a double portion of God's word coming into your life. And his word will not return unto him void. His word is going to accomplish things in your life. Amen. And will not return void. And it's because you've done everything right. It's not because you've been so good. It's because it's a Kairos time. It's time. Tell somebody it's time. Come on, tell them it's my time now. Come on, tell them it's my turn now. All I must do is agree with God. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes to your word. Yes, Lord, my soul says yes. I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know where. I don't know who. But yes to your will, Lord. He already knows. Amen. He already, tell somebody, he already knows. Do you know? Let me read it. Give me Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11, so you have the word on it. Walking in the prophetic is like living in heaven on earth. That's where no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And you know why a weapon formed against you cannot prosper? Read in that verse, Isaiah 54, 17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue, notice how it connects the weapon with tongues.
Amen.
No weapon. How is it that something that forms against you cannot prosper? It cannot prosper because it cannot get your tongue.
Amen.
If it gets your tongue, it's going to prosper against you. You start talking sickness. Sickness is going to come knocking on your door. Start talking lack and poverty. It's going to come knocking on your door. Start talking fear. Fear will show up. But if it cannot get your tongue, it might form against you, but it cannot prosper. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. And that river's flowing out of you, bringing life into your environment. We're here to change some things. Look at somebody, tell them, you're a change agent. You carry a kingdom that cannot be shaken. that cannot be overcome. Amen. Upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. That's what Jesus said. How many know Jesus, his life? I'm going to wind this up. Jesus' life as our life is a decree. There are many that say things, but what they say is empty. No spirit behind it. You know, ever hear somebody say, well, love you, and they don't love you. Love you more. No, they don't. They don't love you more. They don't love you at all. They just say, you know, how you doing? Blessed, highly favored. They don't mean it. And it's different when it's spoken from the Spirit. Your life, even before you speak, your life is speaking.
Amen.
And oftentimes people are drawn to you and they don't know why. You hadn't said you don't know them, they don't know you, but they're drawn to you. Because the spirit that you carry. Jesus said, if I be lifted up. In other words, if you are crucified and Jesus is living in you, alive on the throne of your heart, he will draw people to you. And you don't have to be quoting verses of scripture and philosophical understanding and exegesis. No, be talking to him. It's something about you. It's the life of Christ in you. It's the countenance that you carry. It's the light that's shining out of your life. Let your light so shine that men may see and glorify God in the day of visitation. They may not even know why, but they'd like to be around you. Hey, that's that low-hanging fruit. Because after a while, they're going to be like, well, what is it about your life? Where you go to church? Tell me this stuff about you believe what you believe. Because I don't believe, but tell me anyway. I want to hear what you believe. You got them hooked. Jesus' life itself was a decree. But beyond his life decree, Jesus himself made many clear declarations, listen, that shifted the power base in the heavens. Do you understand when you are making decrees, you carry the authority to shift things in the heavenly realm? Angels and demons are listening. When you speak the word of God, angels hearken to the voice of God's word. And they are ministering spirits sent to minister for you. When you speak the word of God, demons hear too, but they tremble. Amen. They are awestruck. They are in fear. Yes, they are. When you speak the word of God, you send confusion into the enemy's camp. We've studied it. It's all through. You send. It's not you just saying something and, you know, nothing happening and you hoping and praying. No, you carry the authority here. You are legal here. All of heaven honors, respects, and operates through mankind here on the earth. Demons and fallen angels are illegal. Amen. To some, that might not seem like anything, but see, all of the laws of physics, they are laws. All of the laws of heaven, they are laws. They are things that God has established legally. The law of gravity, go up top here and jump off. You're going to get hurt. Bad. Why? It's a law. No, I'm going to just believe God. Well, you believe God all you want to. Amen. The devil told the Lord, you know, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. But Jesus said, I'm going to paraphrase, Jesus said, I ain't no fool. Why, you trying to get me to tempt my father? And see, that's where a lot of people, they tempt God with things. No, these are laws. Go outside now in your swimming trunks with no shirt on. And just stay on out there. We're going to be coming to pray for you. You know, it's cold. It's a natural law. See, if we understand it, if we learn to operate in these laws with our voice, with our thoughts, we operate in these things, you will see the kingdom of heaven manifest. You will be walking in heaven on earth. And it doesn't mean that you won't, because see, we're here with all this stuff going on in the world. Doesn't mean that you won't have challenges to overcome and battles, you know, to fight and win, but you will win. You will win. Just like Jesus won. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, let me start there. Matthew 16, verse 18. Beyond Jesus' life itself being a decree, he made many clear decrees that shifted the power base in the heavens. It's like AD and BC. When he arrived, everything shifted. Everything shifted. We need to understand it. Matthew 16, verse 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Someone say, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So he says here, upon this rock, I will build my church. Jesus, this is a decree right here. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, here's the decree. I will build my church. That's a decree. Who's building the church? Jesus. The word I. Jesus is personally committed to building his church. That will be you and I. Not just a congregation, but you and I individually. We are the church. And he said, upon this rock of revelation, I will build it. Amen. We have the fivefold ministry. We have all the ministry gifts, but they put the word out. They plant. There's another that waters, but there's one that builds. Amen. There's one that gives the increase, and that would be Jesus. He said, I will build my church. So he's taking personal responsibility. He said, I will. The word will is interesting. Will indicates determination to produce and perfect, regardless of time and effort required. Amen. He said, I will build. I will. The one that defeated death, hell, and the grave. The one that took the stolen authority back from Lucifer. The one that utterly defeated every enemy you'll ever see. Defeated already. Made an open show of them. Spoiled them. Cast them down. Cast them out. Put them in chains of darkness. That's the one that said, I will. I will build your life. I will build your marriage. I will build your business. I will build you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.